WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw is simply glorious. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and Gerwick.net. Tonight was a superstar shakeup, but there is no change here on the Raw Post Show. I'm Mr. Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Yes, unlike the rest of SmackDown Live, we're still here.
I mean.
Good God! What the hell are Paige? Like, just in terms of a storyline, what the hell are Paige and Shay doing over there? They traded, what, 15 people for one? Are y'all drunk? I really want to know, because I have concerns.
I haven't heard this. I don't know what they're going to say, but I'm playing sound for you people right now. Let's listen into this sound. It's regardless of the shake-up. That's Xavier Woods crying right now.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
He lost all his friends.
I come to talk with you again.
And now it was him, he was crying and holding Tyler Breeze.
Because a vision softly creeping.
So there you go.
But he may get Seth.
He may. All right, Lindsay has a list. Read the list.
Oh, I have the list?
Yes, you have the list. I sent you the list.
Okay, all right. So the list. The list of shakeup is as follows. Mojo, Ascension, Mike Kanellis, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Jinder Mahal, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Bobby Roode, Sunil Singh, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, Natalya, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, and Zack Ryder all go to Raw.
You're missing some stuff. The set of blue ropes, turnbuckle pads, steel steps, one set of announce tables, half of the catering department.
And SmackDown gets the rest of that and The Miz. They have retained...
Hold on. Twitter, Gable, Shake Up, Raw.
Okay, so SmackDown has New Day. They have Randy Orton. They have AJ Styles, and they have Shinsuke Nakamura, and they have Daniel Bryan. That's what's left on SmackDown right now. Just what is going on.
I love that they brought Chad Gable to Raw. Like, we couldn't have brought Chad Gable to Raw when Jason Jordan came to Raw.
No, no, because they're probably going to put Jordan and Gable back together. Because they have realized the error of their ways and they're going to fix it. That's exactly what's going on. Or they're going to have them feud.
Oh, so one thing, as you mentioned the list of the names, right? You forgot to mention one thing that came over in the Superstar Shakeup was the United States Championship held by Jinder Mahal at that point. It is now currently held by Jeff Hardy after Jeff Hardy beat Jinder Mahal in the opening match of Monday Night Raw.
Just call it SmackDown. That's exactly what it is.
So there's that. Man, when it comes to up, down, they were apart for a long time before this, and they'll still be apart, but with the pay-per-views and everything, they'll be together at least 12 times a year. They film a lot in a row, so they'll be okay.
Yeah, they probably filmed a lot tonight. They'll film a lot for the Greatest Royal Rumble. They'll film for Backlash in a few weeks. So, yeah, it'll be fine. It's just they got separated for a long time and then Xavier finally got him back and now they're getting separated again. Because they're like BFFs. So, you know, he's really not loving life right now because it's like, damn it, he lost his friend. But New Day is still together. They survive another shakeup. So, yay.
Yay. That is a thing. So there is that. One name you mentioned. I believe you mentioned Drew McIntyre.
Yep. He's back. He's on Raw.
He's on Monday Night Raw. So Titus Worldwide interrupted Dolph Ziggler, who is also on Monday Night Raw. And Dolph Ziggler, after being invited to join Titus Worldwide with Titus O'Neil and Apollo Crews, yes, even in the Superstar Shakeup, Crews got his name back. Drew McIntyre made his return to Monday Night Raw and is now aligned with Dolph Ziggler. What do you think of the pairing?
I think it's a little bit of a bummer when for Drew, I mean, because he was NXT champion and then he got hurt, obviously, so he had to go out, so they bring him back and he comes back up on Monday Night Raw and they put him in a tag team with Dolph. I mean, that's not any offense at Dolph. It's just like Drew's done a lot and taken a lot of steps to become a better performer, to become a better wrestler, and it just seems like maybe a little bit of a waste to put him with Dolph, but I'm willing to give it a chance, see where it goes. They could be legitimate challengers for the tag team titles. We'll see if it even lasts that long. It could just be a one-night alliance kind of thing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. One thing I do not want coming out of this, I do not need a Jinder Mahal No Way Jose feud. I don't need a match. I don't need anything because there was a segment after Jinder lost backstage. He was being interviewed by Renee, and then you hear No Way Jose's music, and he danced around with his fiesta, and Jose took Young to be a part of the fiesta. And
they're having fun.
But I don't need Jinder Mahal versus No Way Jose. I don't need any of that. Just saying. You mentioned the Riot Squad.
Mm-hmm.
They interrupted the Sasha Banks Bayley match. They were having a fine match. Nothing spectacular, because you know, they only had a few minutes. But it was fine for what they were doing. A few good moves in there. Sasha had Bayley in the bank statement. When the Riot Squad made the Raw debut, attacking both women, the Riot Squad stood tall. I'm okay with the Riot Squad showing up on Monday Night Raw.
I'm fine with that.
Authors of Pain beat Slater and Rhino deal. I think Slater and Rhino got more offense than they probably should have, but, you know, who knows? And who really cares at this point?
Pretty much.
At one point, we had the Wyatt scratch appear, and we had a split screen of Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, who did the, I knew you come. It is wonderful. And we're here together. And then they did a combined entrance.
Bray got his lantern back.
Well, he got
a new lantern.
He got a new lantern. This one illuminates.
The other one illuminates. Okay.
This one illuminates.
The other one did that too.
But this one illuminates the wonders of the wokeness.
This one's LED.
Thus illuminates the wonders of woken. And I know, I'm just going to set it up during the entrance. Bray Wyatt lost something. He lost his twirl to Matt Hardy.
I'm not okay with that. I'm sorry. I'm not. God damn it. You give Bray Wyatt his twirl back. The fact that I get this crazy cult leader that twirls, that's kind of awesome. And you just take it away from me. I mean, my God, how much do I have to suffer with this? First I see Bray get thrown into a lake, then I have to see, you know, have him off TV for weeks on end. Then he shows up at WrestleMania, he hugs Matt Hardy, and now, you know, they're doing this whole thing, and he loses the twirl? No! I say no! Put it back!
They did win the match, and are now being a revival, and are headed to the Greatest Royal Rumble to the fight for the Raw Tag Team titles.
Yay! Give me my goddamn twirl back! That's all I care about. My twirl. My twirl.
Ember Moon beat Mickey James. No.
No one.
It was fine.
It It was a fine match. Mickey oversold the Eclipse,
which was
making
tremendous.
It look epic.
Alexa did not want to be anywhere near Nia, so she did a backstage promo during the match instead of being on commentary with Nia, which is smart.
Which was smart. A little awkward, but smart.
Speaking of being backstage, Ronda Rousey was on Monday Night Raw. She was talking with Kurt Angle, and he warned her Stephanie won't go away quietly. But then there's a knock on the door. He had a shake-up surprise. In walks Taya. Kurt Angle did not realize they are friends.
Which is cool. Ronda needs some friends.
So, yeah, they hugged and everything, which is good. It was Natalya versus Mandy Rose. She made Mandy tap out. Why is Absolution still using Paige's music?
Because they're going over to SmackDown.
Still, they should get their own music. Just saying. Afterwards, Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose beat down on Natalya. Ronda Rousey power walked to make the save. And, well, she's... Sonya Deville put her hair up, ready to square up, and they got titty punched.
Yeah, that was really not a good idea to put Sonya up against Ronda. It did not do nice things for her. So maybe don't do that again. Like, I get the point, and good on Sonya for having the gumption, I guess, to go up against Ronda and take that punch in the boob, because that did not feel good. I know that didn't feel good. So, but yeah, don't ever do that again. Please don't ever do that again, unless you're going to give Sonya a chance. You know?
Yeah. Absolution is headed to SmackDown, probably.
Yeah. They're probably going to SmackDown to be with Paige, so.
I do like that Natty is being paired with Ronda Rousey. I mentioned a few weeks ago on WTR that this is the perfect setup, the perfect pairing, because... One, they've been training together, and two, Natalya's the veteran hand that can get Ronda to the point where she's feeling really comfortable, and if anyone can pull a good singles match out of Ronda, it's Natalya.
Yep.
Fandango and Tyler Breeze were backstage, and they gave out tickets to Sheamus and Cesaro, and they ended up taking on the Bar, and in a surprise, they beat the Bar.
Sheamus has one of the best WTF looks I've ever seen, I swear to God. Like, him just taking off those glasses and just being like, WTF. Just, like, that indignant look on him is just fantastic. He's got that so nailed down. I love it. But yes, so the Fashion Police gave out tickets for the kilts.
And
the Bar did not like it, and the Fashion Police won!
They did.
I'm so excited.
Did. Casual Roman Reigns came to the ring, trying to be more relatable, I guess.
I'm kind of okay with casual Roman Reigns. I'm not going to complain about it. I like it better than him coming out in the tactical gear. Because, yeah, it makes him more human. It makes him more relatable than the SWAT gear. Because it's like I said, it's believable. He's an everyman coming out on Raw. And that's what you want. I think they're trying to establish that everyman connection. Because you look at a lot of the characters that are getting cheered, essentially, and they're just your everyday guys in street clothes. So I think they're trying to do that with Roman, where it's, well, let's change his look a little bit. And honestly, it's about time they changed his look a little bit. It's been 4-ish, 5-ish years since he debuted with the Shield, so it's probably a good idea.
We're on 6 years.
We're on 6 years? So yeah, it's definitely probably a good idea to change his look a little bit.
Yeah, 5.5, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm not going to complain about it. I think he looked fine.
He is going to go to Saudi Arabia, beat Brock Lesnar in a cage, and he'll return to Raw as your full-time Universal Champion. Samoa Joe came out. Joe said Reigns is quick to brag about shows up for work, but he doesn't brag about getting the job done because he hasn't and never will. Joe said Reigns is too stupid to realize his place, and he won't learn until someone puts him down for good. He then showed a video package of Roman Reigns getting destroyed by Brock Lesnar, and he challenged him to a fight, going, "Why don't you come down here and let me see what your lazy, fat ass can do?" Joe teased it, didn't do it. He'll see him at Backlash on his time. So, fan bases are weird because certain people can do no wrong. Even though it's not really offensive, you could take it. Lazy, fat ass as offensive, fat shame, etc., etc.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy going on about this. I'm not going to weigh in on either side, but except to say this, that if you're going to call one out, you should call both out.
Call a spade and a Roman and a whatever and ever. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was meant, but it wasn't meant because it's all in the storyline. It's all scripted like the Alexa storyline was, and it's two different situations. But again, if you're gonna hurl insults, and you're going to do it like that.
If you're going to get up on your soapbox and defend one, defend them all.
Yep.
If you're not going to defend at all, don't defend one. Simple as that.
Yep.
So there's that. I'm trying to think. That was a fine segment. Setting up their match. It is what it is. Ms. TV is part of the show this evening. And we learn that Miz has a groundbreaking people that are going to come to the ring. They're going to change the landscape. And it's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And they're like, how? They lost last week. How they could be on the show? Miz put them over. How they were the five of them were bigger than the NWO, more talented than the 92 Olympic Dream Team. That's basketball. And claimed they were the WWE version of the Avengers. They're going to reshape Raw in their image. They call the shots. And they're putting the entire locker room on notice. Kurt Angle comes down and said,
Wait. Before you do this, these are five grown-ass men who group-tugged and danced around in the ring as they were group-hugging. They're a bunch of goddamn nerds. I love them all. Okay, continue.
Kurt Angle comes out and says Miz doesn't have any control in WWE. Angle said they lost their opportunity last week. They're not here. But then they got it. There was an email that was sent a few minutes ago that he should be aware of. Zayn pulled out this email, put on his reading glasses. Basically, Stephanie McMahon overruled Kurt Angle and gave them contract.
Because of course.
Kurt Angle was like, oh, fine, whatever. It's okay. It's fine. Welcome to Raw. Yada, yada, yada. But while they may have an email from Stephanie McMahon, Kurt Angle got off the phone with Shane McMahon and Paige. Since, you know, the general manager commissioners are making all the deals tonight, this week. He said that former general manager Daniel Bryan is very adamant about getting someone on SmackDown Live. And that man is The Miz. So this was The Miz's final night on Monday Night Raw.
They're breaking up the family. What is the Miztourage supposed to do? I'm getting accustomed to having Bo Dallas on my TV every week. I'm not going to be okay if he goes away again.
It was revealed that it was only The Miz who's going to Raw, or going to SmackDown, and the Miztourage was staying. Thanks for jumping the gun.
You're welcome.
Because Miz was like, you can't do that. I was like, I can, and I did. So Angle informed The Miz that their acts on Bo are staying, and Miz is leaving, and tonight it will be Zayn, Miz, Owens, Axel, and Dallas, or Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, and a wrestler making his Monday Night Raw debut. And in the main event, that man was, as we came into the show, Bobby Roode. Big 10-man tag, saw everyone get their stuff in, but Braun Strowman was Braun Strowman, destroying people like he does, murder speed in full effect.
Why would you run from him? His legs are twice as long as anybody in the roster. Why would you run from him? He will catch you every time. Just take it.
Miz did the it kicks. He did the running drop kicks. He took a drop kick from Braun Strowman. And he was going to make the tag. He needed to tag out. Curtis drops down. Dallas drops down. And they leave the Miz in the ring alone with Braun Strowman, who just power slams the Miz, leaves him laying. Team Braun gets the W on Monday Night Raw.
Which was okay. That was fine. Because they all just kind of stood there and let Braun do his thing, you know? It's like, okay, all right, we can do this. So it's fairly well to The Miz as he moves on to SmackDown Live to go feud with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And Braun stands tall. I will say this wasn't okay with two Bobbies in a match, you know?
So when does Lashley just become Lashley?
Right? Because too many Bobbies. Too many Bobbies.
One needs
Rude, or Bobby Rude just becomes Rude.
No, you can't just do that. He needs a name. My man says Braun to SmackDown. I think so. I think Braun's going there.
Probably. Maybe. Although, who will Bray ride with? Unless Bray and Matt go to SmackDown.
Bo. He can ride with Bo. Who knows? But there'll be a lot of big switches tomorrow. Not as many here as they had on Raw. But hopefully, my guess is our sanity, Andrade, will come on from NXT, and you move either Finn or Seth or both to SmackDown, and a couple other mid-carders, and you go from there. I think Bayley may be moving to SmackDown, because SmackDown needs a couple women, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think they may have brought a lot of people up to potentially move them over to SmackDown as well, so that could be a thing, that could happen, we don't know.
But, that's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell.
So that's phase one of the Superstar Shakeup. Tune in Thursday to hear the rest of it.
Yes, we will have the SmackDown Throwdown basically recapping everything that goes down during the Superstar Shakeup. Plus, we already know what our discussion is.
Yes, we do.
The breakup of breakups. Nikki and John.
Love is dead, y'all. Love is dead.
Love is no longer in the air. It's all dead. We'll talk about it Thursday. 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.com. But we also did other shows, Lindsay. Tell them.
That's right. Our review of Timeless is up, and The Royals, both of them available for your listening pleasure at rackradioshow.com. Check them out, because my ship is happening on Timeless! Very excited! Things! And next week's episode, I have a feeling, is going to be equally as good, if not better. But just a hunch on that. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Check it all out at rackradioshow.com. I can't say anything. Saturday, midnight is CB Radio. We're doing the Greater Than Great debate on game shows. To go check out the one we did on movie characters. It's all available on cbradiolive.com. Vote at greaterthangreatdebate.com. Russell Talk Radio returns Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday night on Facebook, Twitter. Go to russelltalkradio.com to see the all-time greatest heels debate. And, yeah, we'll be back next Monday at Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Garwork.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We all know now, Monday Night Raw is the home of the three-man band. For now.
I want an awkward setup in a hallway. That's all I'm going to say.
See you next Monday night for Raw Post Show. See you Thursday for the Rack. Long day away is the Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
Radio.com.